This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Dave. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers scrambled on Saturday to complete a $900 billion package of legislation to help Americans struggling with the steep health and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. Amid fears, a dispute over the Federal Reserve lending rules could stall a deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the Congress needs to finish the work for the American people.
We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer agreed with McConnell.
We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
The Senate has convened a Saturday session while House members are standing by for a vote that will come no earlier than Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a provision by Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania that would curb emergency Federal Reserve powers was the biggest hurdle to sealing a deal. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England are currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions. We'll move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned five-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas.
In England, those living in Tier 4 areas should not mix with anyone outside their own household. Christmas.
No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
The Army General in charge of getting COVID-19 vaccines to the United States is apologizing for what he calls miscommunication with states over the number of doses delivered in the early stages of the rollout. AP's Julie Walker reports.
General Gus Perna says that's not happening with the newest vaccine.
Distribution of Moderna vaccine has already begun.
It's scheduled for rollout Sunday with Monday arrival across the country. As for states not getting the amount of Pfizer vaccine they expected, he says that was his planning error.
I failed. I am adjusting, I am fixing, and we will move forward from there.
General Perna says with the addition of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine to Pfizer's, the government is now on track to get about 20 million doses to states by late December, early January. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Saturday it was monitoring reports of allergic reactions to the COVID-19 vaccination and made recommendations on how people with a history of allergies should proceed. The CDC said anyone who had a severe reaction to a COVID-19 vaccine should not get the second dose, defining severe as needing the medication epinephrine or treatment in a hospital. The CDC said anyone who has had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient in a COVID-19 vaccine should avoid the vaccine formulation containing that ingredient. Two vaccines have been approved in the United States under emergency use authorizations. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is investigating around 5 allergic reactions that happened after people were given the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in the United States this week. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.